neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
To have it 30 centimeters away from the ground and not higher than 70 centimeters. So that means you need a pretty small Hanukkah that will be able to be away from the ground 30 centimeters, and the flame should not be higher than 70 centimeters. So this is the proper place as far as the code that he suggested to have your Hanukkah. But if you like to place it behind your window, that will be exposed to street, that people will be able to see it. It's called the Pesume Nisa, that we announcing the miracle that took place. That'll be fine. Or you have enough time to do some construction to bring your window down, make it lower. So you place it behind the window and also in that measurement. Or you can place it on the left-hand side. As soon as you walk in, it will be on your left side. And that's another suggestion that is brought. As far as to have a meal on Hanukkah, is not considered as a seuda that is called mitzvah. In Purim, we have the obligation to have meal to celebrate Purim. But Hanukkah, the reason is that in Purim, they were after a life. But in time of the Hanukkah, they were after our soul, our neshama. But it's brought that if you arrange a nice meal and say the word of the Torah and special shirim and tishbachot for Hanukkah, that will consider as that mitzvah also. But on Shabbat Hanukkah, that is next week, it is suggested to have extra choresh or abgush, if you like bamiye, you know, to add for additional respect for Hanukkah and also Shabbat.
Koilani shamote, halel ko halelu ko, koilani shamone shamosheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.